Kingdom character building for leadership. And when you look at the vision of Glow Music given by God, by His grace, it talks about raising people, raising ministers. A minister is not the lead singer or solo artist. A minister is the believer who is sent on assignment to do God's work. A servant, that's what ministry means, service. A servant. So as long as you are a servant of God, you're a minister. Isaac, because I have a nice voice and I dress nice, makeup, pumping, shepherd, I come and stand in front of the church and I sing beautifully. And then, oh, you clap for me. Does that make me a minister? And when God speaks, pass here, I pass there. Does that make me a minister? A minister is a servant. A servant is someone who renders service. And this one is not secular service, not national service. Kingdom service. So a minister is not about putting minister under that thing, Christ, stop it. Put the minister party. That means I'm not a pastor, but I sing for the church. So minister party. Minister Rodella. Please, the name is okay. Hello. Let it show forth. Let your ministerial service show forth in your works. Tell your neighbor. Let your ministerial service show forth in your works. Not about the title that you put there. Hallelujah. And 2021, may it come forth in Jesus' name. So, kingdom character building for leadership. And we start. Point number one. Or let's say our very first point. We are talking about God's plans and man's choices. God's plans and man's choices. Under that, point one. Tell your neighbor that God has good plans for every human being. So whenever you are feeling down, whenever you are feeling depressed, remember that God has good plans. He has good plans for every human being. And Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think," what? "Towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace," say peace, "and not of evil," right? "To give you an expected end." Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God has good intentions for every man. Okay. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, we are looking at the "for every man" or every human being. We are not talking whether you are a Muslim, whether you are a Buddhist, whether regardless of your faith, God has a plan for every man, and that is stated in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. That God blessed them and He said, what? "Be fruitful," right? "Multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." When we break that scripture down, there are so many levels that we can look at. But today we are looking at a summary of two essential points in there. The first one is that replenish the earth. And then the second one is subdue the earth. Replenishing talks about occupying, filling. And that's to every man. And replenishing the earth comes by, how do you replenish the earth? By multiplying, exactly. So when he said that, "Be fruitful and multiply," so that what will happen? So that you fill the earth. Please, you understand? So reproduction is a blessing for every human being. Okay, then now he comes to subdue it. Subdue it originally is for every man. And how do you subdue? Isaac, you have the earth. You are filling it with people reproducing. How do you subdue or exercise control over the earth? How do you do that? What do you have to do? Yes, who can answer? What do you have to do? Yes. Okay, yes, still room for answers. You are on the earth. You give birth to children, multiplying all over. He says that now control the earth. How do you do that? What did he ask Adam to do? After naming the animals and all those, what did he ask him to do? No, he had already said that. But he asked Adam to do something as under part of, like part of the dominion thing. Later, he said to dress and keep it. Work! Facebook, if he didn't work, will he exercise dominion, financial dominion? When you are tilling the earth, what are you doing? You are working. Hello? The more you work and God blesses it, aren't you exercising dominion? You are exercising control when you are gaining territory, raising buildings, acquiring lands. You are exercising control over the earth. And you acquire land and leave it in isolation. If you leave it, it's animals that will come in. They'll occupy the place for you. So man has to occupy the earth, filling the earth with people, and working to exercise dominion. So write down in your book that dominion comes through work. Yes, it was promised by God, but you must work to see it manifest. I want you to begin to pray right now that God, according to your plan, when I work, I subdue the earth. So the work of my hands, 2021, let it be a channel for subduing the earth in the name of Jesus, according to your original plan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If I don't have a job I'm doing right now, I'm praying that, Lord, visit me and grant me job opportunities. Grant me business opportunities, because I know that this is your will for my life. This is your desire for every human being. And Lord, I'm a man or a woman on the earth. I take my portion in the name of Jesus. So give me the opportunity that I would work. Give me the opportunities, Lord. Bring the opportunities, Lord, according to your will, that I will work and through that exercise dominion on the earth in the name of Jesus. Rabba kaba shande de abalada de abazande de abakaba zando do de abba. Rema zande de abakabalada de abazande de ande. Rema mazande de abalada de abakabala de abazande de abba. Rama mayande de abalada de abazande. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. So Genesis 1:28, we know that after that, man fell and then God had to destroy the earth with water. Now, when after Noah had survived the flood and God came back to the scene, he told Noah again. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and just in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. The other one was Genesis 1:28. So now, fast forward 9 chapters, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. It says that, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And when you go to the verse 2, it talks about his exercising of dominion over the plants there and all that. Doesn't that show that God is very serious about us exercising dominion? Because he came back to his original plan and push that agenda again. Hallelujah. So God's plan for man, that's when you don't have sin and Satan and those things, his original plan is to occupy the earth and to rule over the earth. Okay. Now, point B. God's plan for man's occupation and dominion on earth is eternal. Say eternal. And Psalm 115 verse 16. It says that the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. So heaven is not for you. He made heaven for himself. Please, I hope you understand. So yes, we have to go to heaven, but heaven is for a while. And then we'll come back. So he made heaven for himself. Okay. And he says that, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Like, he made the earth for the children of men. When you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 3, see what it says. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So God left Adam. Now he came in with Jesus. Now he says that we go to heaven. Later, we come back to when, after he's purged the earth with fire, we come back to the earth, a new earth. That's why it says the earth doesn't have any sea. A new earth and a new heaven, or a new sky for us. Hallelujah. But it makes you understand that God is serious about this earth business, and it is for man. He didn't make the earth for angels. He made it for man, that the kingdom that he has established in heaven, we will establish that kingdom on the earth. He can't do it through a plan. He has to do it through man, somebody who is in his own image. Please, do you understand? And that is why if you see your fellow believer sleeping and playing with his or her time on the earth, you have to tell the person that, please, you better wake up, because this earth system is forever. Work is forever, so don't get tired. They feel people should work for them, then they will chop. My father has money, so you sleep. Or some people, all they know is to borrow from people, and they don't pay back. Or some, all they want to do, obi yenadoye. Somebody does good to them. When their phone is even spoiled, they don't want to buy another phone. They don't want to work and buy another phone. All they know is that, let me dress shepherd, go and pass in front of a certain man. And when he sees my specs, when you're on the new earth, you'll be dressed to pass in front of men to give you phone. On the new earth, tell your neighbor, work. You have hands, don't you? You have hands. Hello? So you must work. Tell your neighbor, work to occupy your space. Any office you don't work for, you lose it. Any office you don't work for, you lose it. And they appointed me pastor. Go and sleep. Go and be eating every day. Nyafu, nyafu, nyafu. And then they voted for me that I'm organizing secretary. Stay in your house. Stay in your house and let's see if 2 years. Hallelujah. Every office you occupy, you must work for it. You must work to maintain it. Hallelujah. So See, we are looking at the kinds of men on the earth, and I put that in so that you have a deep understanding. Okay? Now, after man's fall, and after God had provided his sacrifice, that's Jesus Christ, to redeem man to himself, there are three kinds of men on the earth. The first man is the person we call the natural man or natural woman. Natural man. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Let's look at the characteristics of the natural man. And he says that, but the natural, and it's contrasting the natural man. Okay. He says that, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For, and the natural man is the man who, just by default, who decides that, okay, I'm not going with the enemy, I'm not going to do satanic stuff, and me too, I'm not going to move with the Holy Spirit. As for me, I'm a middle man. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He cannot receive spiritual things. When you tell him that I read your Bible, it doesn't make sense. When you tell him prayer, no, breakfast is more important, he doesn't understand. You see, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Say spiritually discerned. It means that his spirit man is dead. And that is everybody who has not given his life to Christ. Please, do you understand? Everybody who has not met Jesus, not given his life to Christ. We call him the natural man, right? Okay. But he that is spiritual, so the number two is the spiritual man. Or that's the number three. So it's contrasting the spiritual man and the natural man. But he that is spiritual, the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you ask a lot of questions. We are going to the club. Ah, what is that? No, I want to understand. No. Is God happy with that? Hello? You give him food. You say, I can't just eat this food. I must provide. His spirit man is awake. He doesn't just see things anyhow. The Holy Spirit speaks to him. Please, do you understand? Say, the spirit man is awake. Hey, so when you say you're a believer and you just get up and do anything, please, you need to start checking yourself. He judgeth, the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, because the level on which he's operating with the Holy Spirit, there is no man to come and show him that this is right or this is wrong. Hello? When the Holy Spirit himself is teaching, communing with your spirit man, teaching you all things, who will come and tell you that, hey, you are not supposed to insult your friend? No, because his spirit man is awake. But the natural man, his spirit man, is dead. He cannot comprehend spiritual things. Please, do you understand? Before you launch out to talk to people about God or about Jesus Christ, you need to understand the kinds of men you have on the earth. So that when you meet the person, you know, please, do you understand? Uh-huh. So we've learned about the natural man. Number two, the carnal man. The carnal man, and then number three, the spiritual man. So in dealing with the carnal man, Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. And this one, I want everybody to open their Bibles there so that we read it together. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. We are looking at the carnal man. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. This is Bible school. Open your Bibles and let's go. Mm-hmm. Are we there? Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 11. Okay, so ready? Let's go. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. So what is saying that the law that was provided by Moses, it couldn't solve the problem, because could anybody fully meet the law or fully fulfill the law? Then what was the purpose of the sacrifices? Yes, they were erring. So they give sin offering and all that. Please, you understand? So the law was not unable to do that. It was weak because of our flesh. Say, because of my flesh. Man could not fulfill the law because of the flesh. Do you get it? All right. So, verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you see two things there. You have the flesh and then what? The Spirit. And then it's a big S, the Holy Spirit. So ask your neighbor, do you follow your flesh or you follow the Holy Spirit? it's getting controversial. Okay. So verse 5. Let's go. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. When you go to Galatians, you see works of the flesh, you see fruits of the Spirit, right? Okay. So it's in Galatians chapter 5, 20, 22, there about. Okay. All right. And then it says here in verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you see that the carnal mind, the carnal mind, someone who is carnally minded. And then you see the spiritual man, the one who is led by the Spirit. First, you saw the natural man, the one who has not given his life to Christ. Now you come and meet the carnal man, the one who has met Jesus, but is led by his flesh. Say, led by his flesh. And then you have the spiritual man who is led by the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? And when you step out to talk to people about Jesus, to sing to people about Jesus, you see these three men. You meet them every day. Carnal, natural, spiritual. All right. And then verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity with God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The law of God is the law of the Spirit. And the word of God, because the word of God was written by the Holy Spirit. Please, do you understand? So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So being a Christian is not enough. You need to be a spiritual Christian. I don't want to even say that what's the meaning of a Christian. I don't want to go there. But you need to be spiritual. Tell your neighbor, be spiritual. This year, be a spiritual or a spirit-led Christian. Because you can't, you see, you are a Christian, you are saved, you've given your life to Jesus. Yes, you've by salvation, you've accepted the Lord. But you must be led by the Spirit. When he says, today fast. Pastor, I didn't hear God. You know, before we do fasting, you are supposed to give us 1 month notice. It's not in the church calendar. You say we should fast. You just woke up today, we should fast. What is that? No, Pastor, you are disorganized. You must have a plan. That's what Pastor, this is your spontaneous. Go and tell the Holy Ghost to have a plan. There's the planned one, and there's the one that he comes and you are just there. And then he comes and he says that I'm going to cause trouble at Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he's come to tell you, and you tell the Holy Spirit that, yes, Holy Spirit, please, this is not my devotion time. So wait, when it's my quiet time, then we discuss Sodom and Gomorrah. When it's my quiet time, then we discuss the issue in my family that we need to break. Wait, when Sunday I go to church, that is the time that we can. And on that one, cry, you are half of the time on your mobile phone. Tell your neighbor, be led. You see, until you are led, don't let the Holy Spirit be struggling with you. And he should come back every time that you come back. Hey, are you ready? Hey, are we going? Hey, let's pass left. Oh, no. Me, I think it's right. When you have an organization which is not filled with Spirit-led people, the organization will walk in the flesh. When you have an organization that frustrates the pastor, when the pastor says that, and I heard God say we should go here, all they'll say is that pastor is not in the plan. Push your neighbor and tell him, this year be Spirit-filled. Be spirit led. As for the feeling every day, we are going for. But the leading, no. Hallelujah. 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 It's my prayer that these words will not fall to the ground. Even if one person can change, wherever you are, you change the people there. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, begin to pray that Holy Spirit, this year, have mercy upon me. I want you to lead me throughout the year. In the name of Jesus, where I should go, where I should not go, what I should do, what I should not do. Lead me in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. You remember that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, right? Or did he just go himself? He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to go and pray, to go and fast for 40 days and pray. Was he led again to go and fast 40 days? He did it twice, that was all. Somebody will say that Moses did it twice. I'm the Son of God. I have to do three times. Please, you understand? Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. May God lead us this year in the name of Jesus. Look, when God is leading us, there's one thing that we experience. We call it peace. He leadeth me by the still waters. Peace. Stillness. No trouble left, trouble right, and chaos here and there. In the month of December, I realized that things were a bit tight in November, October. December, I apologized to God. I said, God, my tithe has delayed. Certain tithes. I know, yes, I have to pay. It was in my head that, yes, I have to pay. But I said, God, I know, but I am speaking it. I'm confessing it. After I confessed it, even I didn't even yet pay the tithe, but things started easing up. Tell your neighbor, easy up. Because I wanted to say it for him to hear that. And he said, oh, minimum chim. I said it, that God, please, I'm sorry. Me, I said, where you will need stop be? Where you will need? Where you will need stop? No. I told him that, God, I'm sorry. I had good intent, but I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And after that, some you don't have money, but you are feeling free. Please, you understand. Sometimes you have money, but tight. You see that the money looks so small. Hey, but sometimes you have just 5 loaves, 2 fishes. But you just see that 5, what it can do at the end of the day, you just have peace of mind. And when I spoke about the 3 men, the spiritual man, he is excited about spiritual things. I remember in pastors' meeting, some pastors will be dozing. And then I'll be seated up like this with my book and my pen. I just want to learn. Then some, and it wasn't like I was a single, because normally, you know, the married men, after fighting with their wives and their children, they are expected, you know. I was married with children, but I was up. I wasn't seated this way, and, you know, as if there's nothing at stake, you know. Seated upright. I was sitting upright, learning, taking down notes, because my life depends on it. My future depends on it. Please, you understand? In fact, everything about God just excites me. Some people put cartoons right now. Even cartoons. Not even action movie. Cartoons. Or some doll, love movie. That you just see. You can tell the end of the movie from the beginning. And all their ears, like antenna. Bring the Bible. Oh, John chapter. Ask your neighbor, are you spiritual? Are you spiritual or you are? Then they'll say, oh, pastor, next meeting, we need more. More to keep you awake. We need to put you in a meeting under some shed where mosquitoes are biting. That way you sleep. You write the scriptures properly. You won't sleep because the mosquitoes will keep you awake. Hallelujah. You know, we have the bread and fishes disciples. They are waiting for break time. Then they'll go around searching for loaves of bread. Jesus, please, the people are hungry. They are called the Martha and disciples. You know, they are just looking after the food, like food time. Jesus says, you these people cry. The word I'm giving you is the living bread. Is the what? The living bread. You are not going for it. All you are thinking about is brown bread, tea bread, and Vimto. A1 bread. D, God's plan for the spiritual man or believer. God has a plan, and I pray that his plans for your life be fulfilled. God's plan for the spiritual man or believer.